Well, there's been an appeal for calm coming from the government this evening in the face of a ban on Australian coal imports into China. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is playing down the potential economic impact of the decision, while his Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham, is denying that China has singled out Australian coal. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
Instead of being unloaded at the major Chinese port city of Dalian, Australian thermal coal sitting on ships waiting for other Chinese ports have also blocked access. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, on an official visit to New Zealand, is playing down the issue.
People should be careful about leaping to conclusions about this. This is not the first time that on occasion local ports make decisions about these matters.
Speculation has been rife. Cryptic statements from the Chinese Foreign Ministry and a lack of forewarning to Australian officials about the import restriction haven't helped. The Prime Minister, though, is using history as his guide and blaming the sudden imposition of a quota to protect the local Chinese coal industry.
There is nothing, no evidence before me or us that would suggest that it has the connotations that it has anything to do with anything more broadly than that. This happens from time to time and we just work constructively with our partners in China about those issues.
His Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham's refusing to even use the B word.
We have no basis to believe that there is a ban on Australian coal exports into China or into any part of China.
His explanation for the hold-up uses similar language to a Chinese Foreign Ministry statement issued this morning.
The application of those quotas combined with different testing in terms of quality assurance of products and environmental testing and standards may be slowing down the processing of coal in certain ports across China.
And despite reports coal exports to China from other major suppliers like Indonesia and Russia haven't been affected, Senator Birmingham says he's been assured Australia's not come in for special treatment.
We do not believe that this is isolated to Australia, but may well be and is likely to be applicable to other coal exporters into China as well.
Newswire Reuters first reported what it's describing as a ban. Since then, the minister and officials have been in overdrive trying to get solid information from the Chinese side.
I've been in touch and working with Australia's embassy in Beijing. Our foreign affairs and trade officials have been working with the Chinese embassy in Canberra.
But there's still nothing firm to go on about when coal shipments can resume or whether the new quota will also extend from thermal coal to coking coal, as some exporters fear. The Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, playing down the economic impact of what's already happened.
This is a relatively small amount of coal exports in the context of our export market, and that it's likely that any displacement will find other markets as well.
Senator Birmingham says quota restrictions of the past have come out in the wash long term.
When we've seen that slow before, we've equally then seen a very quick pickup occur subsequently.
But the opposition remains to be convinced, especially with so little to go on from the Chinese side. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen.
This would be, if it came to pass, in relation to other ports in China, a very significant and negative economic development for Australia.
Some have speculated the recent decision to deny Chinese network provider Huawei access to the tender to build Australia's new 5G mobile phone network could be related to the quota.
Obviously, if it is a result of a deterioration in bilateral relations, that's very concerning, and we would have more to say about that. But I don't think it's particularly useful for me to speculate in the absence of further evidence.
The Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen, Tom Eagledon, our reporter in Canberra.